Welcome to Clan Radio, the first one of the off-season, and I'm delighted to say we're going to talk to a player who's coming back for another season with the club. It's going to be Craig Peacock, of course, back for his second season with the club. Craig, first of all, thank you for joining us. Just give us your reflections on last year and how you felt you got on your first year at Brayhead Clan.
It was a good season. I enjoyed it. Obviously, we didn't get off to the start that we wanted to as a team last year, and you know, it was a little tough and it took us a while to find our feet and get going, but there were some high points in the season where we were playing really well. I think maybe just consistency let us down last season, and I've just felt the same the way the team was going. It was a slow start, but I felt as the season went on, I got better and better and contributed more. It was an enjoyable first season. You know, it was nice to win the conference as well. I think the way our team played towards the end of the year, it was nice to come away with something.
Quite a year it was as well. You know, you mentioned that the conference win as well. How big a disappointment was it the club maybe didn't do better in terms of league position?
Obviously it's always a disappointment when you don't want to finish as high as you expect to, but the league's got better and better every year, and last season it was really, really competitive, and all the teams in the league, you couldn't take a night off, and just the slow start cost us, which I think put us behind the eight ball a little bit, and we were chasing all year to try and get into the very top of the standings, into the top 3-4. So it was difficult. The league's so good now, and I expect it to get better again next year. So it's just about maintaining a good level of consistency and keeping yourself in the hunt for as long as possible.
Now, of course, we've got a change in format for the league. We'll talk about that in just a second or two. But you're also looking at the possibility of a new coach as well coming into Brayhead Clan. That's going to be different, isn't it? How different can that be when a new guy comes in, new ideas and things like that?
Yeah, obviously the outlook of the team will be different next year without Ryan there. And a new coach will come in with new ideas and new systems. And so it'll be a bit of a change, obviously, for the club and guys who have been there for a while and played under Ryan before. It's going to be different having a new coach and a new outlook, but sometimes that's a good thing. And Ryan did a great job, and I really appreciated him bringing me to Brayhead last year, and I really enjoyed working with him. Obviously sad to see him go, but whoever comes in now and takes a job, he'll have the full backing of the players, and it'll be interesting to see how it pans out.
As I said, with the new coach as well, is it important on guys like yourself, you're back for another year, to help the new coach into settling in, by helping him settle in, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. Guys who have played in the league for a long time, or guys who have been at a certain team for a long time, the coach would probably be looking to lean on those guys to understand how things work around the club and, things, how scheduling works, and all tiny little things that people don't even think of. I'm sure whoever it is that comes in, whether they're new to the league or they know the league, that they'll be looking to guys who have played there previously to give them a little bit of support. But so it'll be interesting to see who it's going to be. And, like I said before, it'll be a completely different outlook and a new vision.
And talking about the change in format for the league as well, Milton Keynes and Guildford are two clubs making the Elite League a 12-team league next year. A bit of a change of conferences as well. The conference, including just the four Scottish teams, and there's another two conferences as well. Craig, what have you made of the changes, and are you excited to be part of it for next year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the league's always looking for ways to stay stable, and from what I've seen, that this was the best outcome for the 12 teams in the league, and that's what you want. You want as many teams as possible in the league. You don't want to see teams dropping out and the number dropping down to 8, 9, or however many it would have been, and you actually end up playing more games out of your conference this year. So, your conference is going to be really important, but, the two other conferences as well, and you end up playing more games out of the conference than in your conference. So every game's going to be important. Obviously, it'll be a good rivalry in the Scottish conference there. We have some great battles with all those teams all year long. So, to be in a conference with them, it's not going to be easy. Those teams are all improving all the time, and Dundee showed how capable they were last year in the playoffs, and Fife and Edinburgh are always a challenge, so it'll be interesting in our conference. But obviously it's going to be a tough league this year, and with, like I said, the teams playing more games out of conference anyway.
And of course Milton Keynes and Guildford are the two teams that are coming in. What do you think they'll bring to the Elite League next year?
It's hard to say really. It's great for the league that there's two new teams added, and Pete down in MK there, he'll have a good team put together, and they'll be hungry and ready to go. And Guildford's an established organization, been around for a long time and being successful. So I'm sure these two teams coming to the league won't be just coming in to make the numbers. They'll want to be competitive.
Now, you mentioned Pete there. Pete is, of course, your coach for the Great Britain national team. It's a good time to talk about what happened in Belfast a couple of weeks ago. Congratulations on the gold medal, Craig. How did it feel to finally get that medal round your neck?
Oh, it was amazing. Nothing like I've ever experienced in hockey before. I won a gold medal with the under-18s when I was younger, but this just completely topped it, especially because the 2 years previous we've been so close and come away with a silver, and that really, really hurt. So to play on your home soil and to win a gold medal is definitely something I'm not going to be forgetting anytime soon. Even now, looking back, you see photos or you see a clip on the internet from the games or the moment we lifted the trophy, and it still gives you goosebumps. And it was something really, really special and something I was extremely proud to be a part of.
From what I saw of the games, the confidence just seemed to get more and more as the week went on. In the locker room, did it feel like that?
Yeah, it was a great group this year, a great group of guys, and we've all been together for a while now, and we've all had that feeling of being so close for 2 years and getting a silver, and nobody wanted to feel that again. And right from the moment we met in Coventry for our training camp, it was, you could tell there was an excitement and there was a realization that we had a chance to do something special. I mean, it's not often you get a chance to play an international tournament in your own country and then let alone to go and win a gold medal. So like you said, I think the confidence just grew with us game by game and day by day, and we led up to that last game against Japan, and I don't think we put a foot wrong the whole night.
Talk about the nerves in the room before that last game with Japan. As you said, you'd been in that position before, needing to win in the last game. You were in that position again when you come up against Japan. Was it nervous?
I don't think it was. I feel maybe the 2 years previous we've been nervous going into that last game, and maybe it was a situation of we only needed a point going into that last game over the last 2 years. So this was a game we knew we'd go in, it's winner takes all. But sometimes when you're playing hockey and you just get a feeling before games that you just feel like you're going to win, and there was that quiet confidence in our room. There was no nervousness as guys knew what they had to do. We knew we were just going to play the way we had played the previous four games. We had did a homework on Japan. We knew what they were going to bring, but we knew if we stuck to our game and our game plan that, the result would come our way, and it did. And I really didn't feel any nerves in the room or at any point during the game.
And of course, what a way to end the season just finished. We're in this off-season period now. We have a few months before we start the next season. What's your plans for the next couple of months, Craig, before you get back with Brayhead Clan?
Just taking a couple of weeks off there. Now it's just literally only about two and a half weeks maybe since we ended with GB there, so it's been a long old season. So took a couple of weeks off and then just started to get back in the gym over this past week. That's basically it. It'll just be a lot of gym work and then sort of June, July time gradually getting myself back onto the ice and preparing for the new season.